Washington. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Kerry presses Egypt on democracy and press freedom. Two Palestinians killed as Israel searches for kidnapped teenagers. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi during an unannounced trip to the country. Secretary Kerry arrived Sunday in Cairo for the highest-level meeting with the new Egyptian leader since the country's presidential election in May. Secretary Kerry noted the long-standing and deep partnership between Washington and Cairo, saying the two nations would work together to counter terrorist threats. Mr. Kerry also called for Egyptian authorities to uphold universal rights of free speech and free assembly. He first held talks with Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry. VOA's Elizabeth Arad reports.
At a news conference with his Egyptian counterpart, Mr. Kerry pointed to Washington and Cairo's long-standing and deep partnership and said the two would work together to counter terrorist threats. But he acknowledged both sides have things we can do better and called for upholding universal rights of free speech and free assembly.
This is a critical moment of transition in Egypt. The United States is very interested in working closely with President al-Sisi in order to help make this transition as rapidly and smoothly as possible.
But it's unclear how much clout the United States has in Egypt and in the region after the fallout from its invasion of Iraq and what many here consider Washington's mistakes during the Arab Spring uprisings and their aftermath. Elizabeth Arad, VOA News, Cairo.
Regarding Iraq, Secretary Kerry warned of the dangers of Sunni extremists who are making gains against the Shiite-led government in Baghdad. Sunni insurgents led by an al-Qaeda splinter group have seized three more towns in Iraq's western Anbar province as Iraqi army forces withdrew. In a televised interview, President Obama warned the insurgent strength could grow and destabilize other Middle East countries. President Obama says the U.S. must remain vigilant but would not send U.S. troops occupying various countries wherever the terror organizations pop up. Israeli officials say an explosion destroyed a vehicle in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights, killing a teenager who went to work with his father. Authorities say the 15-year-old boy's father was a contractor who worked on the Golan frontier fence along the Syrian border. The father and another contractor were injured in the blast Sunday. Security officials say it appears the vehicle was either the target of a roadside bomb or an artillery shell or mortar fired from Syria. Israeli troops shot dead two Palestinians in the West Bank Sunday. Israel says one Palestinian man was killed in the Nablus area after ignoring warning shots and approaching them in what was described as a threatening manner. Another Palestinian man was killed in gunfire in Ramallah, the Palestinians' administrative capital of the West Bank. The clash has erupted as the military continues its search for three missing Israeli teenagers. The three Israeli youths, one with a U.S. passport, disappeared June 12th in the southern West Bank. Israel blames the militant group Hamas for their abduction, but has no proof they were involved. Pakistan says more than 300,000 people, including women and children, have left its North Waziristan border district, where an army counterterrorism offensive is now underway. But a senior minister has rejected UN reports that thousands of Pakistanis have also fled into Afghanistan to seek safety. Ayaz Ghul has more from Islamabad.
The fighting has caused a flood of people to flee Waziristan. Federal Minister Abdul Qadir Baloch is supervising relief operations for the internally displaced people. However, Baloch says few families have shown up at the relief centers.
They don't like to stay in the camps. They prefer to go back, to go to different areas, to their relations, and to take houses on rent, live elsewhere instead of living in the camps.
The minister says families are being provided with food, drinks, and cash to meet their urgent needs. He tells VOA that the number of refugees is swelling by the day and is expected to go well beyond 400,000. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says Moscow will support Ukraine. President Petro Poroshenko's call for peace talks over eastern Ukraine. Mr. Putin says a political compromise should be reached, ensuring the rights of Russian-speaking people living in eastern Ukraine. In World Cup action, Algeria leads South Korea 3-0. Earlier, Belgium defeated Russia 1-0, clinching a berth in the round of 16. The U.S. takes on Portugal in about 2 hours. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.